is up, America, and beyond, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, acne, melasma, hyperpigmentation, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. If you want to get off your meds or help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that, 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you want to share, or if you want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, you can check out my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart that we have up there with all the Youngevity products. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Youngevity business or get your products at the wholesale price or help spread the word about the power and the importance of nutritional supplementation. If nutritional supplementation, the Youngevity products have helped you out, now you can help your friends and you can help your family. Click on the Join the Team link or call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. And make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or ask the Bright Side Ben phone team about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink. It's a wonderful source of B complex vitamins, vitamin C, minerals. It's got plant-derived minerals and amino acids, chondroitin, MSM, glucosamine. It's truly a cornucopia of nutrients. Most folks will notice results like weight loss, appetite suppression, lower blood pressure, just feeling better within one or two doses. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, $50 a canister. Give it a shot, folks, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com or at the Bright Side Ben phone team or with the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right. Thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We're talking about health and wellness and vitality as the result of energy, electrical energy. Everything's really energy. The universe is energy. 99.99% of the observable universe is said to be electronic in the form of plasma, which is electrical gas or energized gas. Everything is energy. Your body's energy. The universe is energy. Your cells are all energy. So why should it be such a surprise that health and wellness and healing are dependent on energy? The average layperson, the average healthcare professional may poo-poo this idea, but in the coming decades, this idea of energy, energy healing, energy health, energy medicine is going to be recognized by the mainstream in the same way that they came around to recognizing the importance of germ theory and infections and nutrition and diet as being key components of health and wellness. In the coming years, the coming decades, energy medicine will take its rightful place as a important, if not the most important, component of good health. And this model that I've been calling the electrical train of health, which is nothing more than the way energy moves throughout the body into a cell. You can call it energy transportation. In fact, biochemists actually refer to it as energy transport or electron transport. They call this energy movement electron transport. Oxygen, as we've said so many times, is the engine on the train. It gets into the body primarily through correct breathing techniques and smoothly flowing blood and lymph. From a practical standpoint, that means powerful, deep breathing. That means reducing the load on our immune system, on our defense system. It means reducing the load on the digestive system. That means eating less, folks. eating less food consistently is consistently shown to be the most powerful way to increase longevity. And one of the reasons eating less food or caloric restriction is so important is because it decreases oxygen consumption. The less food we eat, the less our body is using oxygen. Conversely, the more food we eat, the more important it is to make sure that we're practicing deep breathing. Food is burnt in the body through the activity of oxygen. Without enough oxygen, we can't derive energy from our food. We'll be getting into that as we discuss how food is turned into electrical energy here in a little bit. Aside from poor breathing, nothing is going to slow down the movement of oxygen in the body faster than clogged blood, clotted blood and lymph. Clotted and constricted lymphatic vessels, clogged up lymph, coagulation, and this clotting effect, the clotting of blood and the clotting of lymph, the coagulation and stickiness of the fluid system of the body, is usually the result, surprise, surprise, of nutritional deficiencies and bad food choices. Blood-thinning drugs are among the best-selling drugs in this country, and they are among the most toxic and deadly drugs that you could ever take. There's no good drugs, but at the top of the list, or at least near the top of the list in terms of toxicity, are the blood-thinning drugs and the blood-clotting drugs. Most people know by now that the most famous blood-thinning drug, or the most famous blood anti-clotting drug, Coumadin, also known as warfarin, is also used as rat poison. If you want to kill a rat, thin its blood. If you want to kill anything, thin its blood. At least thin its blood too much. Blood coagulation and blood clotting is super, super, super tightly regulated. Blood coagulation and blood clotting are a classic signs of the stress response. In order to keep that from happening pharmacologically, you got to use super, super toxic medicine. But you can do it on your own without medicine through oxygenation. Oxygenation is probably the single most important strategy for improving your circulation. Clotting blood is a result of anoxia or hypoxia, low levels of oxygen. Thinning, smooth-moving blood is a result of the opposite, high levels of oxygen. Deep breathing is the fastest and most effective way to improve your circulation without drugs, quickly, non-toxic. If you have hypertension and you're monitoring your blood pressure, try taking a blood pressure measurement as you normally would, and then do some deep diaphragmatic breathing for 5 minutes or even less, for 3 minutes or 4 minutes or 2 minutes or 1 minute, and then take another measurement. And if you're like most folks, you are going to be amazed by what breathing and oxygen can do to your blood pressure in just a matter of minutes without drugs, without doctors, without insurance companies, without waiting in line in some pharmacy, all on your own in the comfort of your living room. And you'll also accelerate or enhance and increase your longevity and your lifespan and decrease the likelihood of degenerative disease. Now, you tell me a drug that can do that. Sure, you can take a drug that's going to thin your blood. Sure, you can take a drug that's going to lower your hypertension, lower your blood pressure. But you name me a drug that's going to increase your longevity. You name me a drug that's going to decrease the likelihood of your getting degenerative diseases. You name me a drug that's good for you. Under conditions of low oxygen, barometric pressure inside the blood, under conditions of low oxygen tension, the body will attempt to deliver more oxygen to the tissues, and that's what hypertension is. Hypertension is high pressure. That's the body trying to push more blood, thus more oxygen to tissues. That's why when you give the blood oxygen through respiration, the body doesn't have to use that kind of high pressure to deliver blood to the tissues. You understand energy and you have hypertension or blood clotting issues, instead of calcium channel blockers, instead of beta blockers, your prescription is going to be deep breathing, caloric restriction, elimination diet, and 10 minutes, not even 8 minutes, 5 minutes of intense exercise. Intense is the key word. 5 minutes, 4 minutes of intense exercise, 3 days a week. That's it. All these strategies are going to improve your oxygenation and they'll improve electrical energy flow through the body and improve your health as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and 24/7. On the archive page, brightsideben.com, you'll find a shopping cart up there with all the Longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a Longevity business or join the team and help spread the word about the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, so we've been talking about energy and the electrical train of health. We've been talking about oxygen as the engine that pulls the electrical train of health. We talked about chlorine and fluorine and bromine as fake engines or poison engines that also pull electrical energy through the body. But what we haven't said is we haven't talked a lot about is where the electrical energy comes from. Where does this electricity come from in the first place? Oxygen's pulling it, but where does it come from in the first place? Well, last week we kind of touched upon it. We said that the electrical energy comes from food. Food is made up of four main components, water and fiber, which are inert. The body does not convert water and fiber into electrical energy, as important as they are. We'll talk about the importance of water when it comes to electricity here in a little bit. But water and fiber don't have biochemical activity on their own. The other two components are nutrients, which can be divided into macronutrients and micronutrients, both of which have a key role to play when it comes to the electrical train of health. All oxygen is doing is delivering electricity. It's pulling it along. The electricity itself is coming from food, or to be precise, from the macronutrient components of food. The macronutrients are the protein and the carbohydrates. Carbohydrates includes fats and sugars, so it's just protein and carbohydrates. And in a way, protein is a type of carbohydrate too. Protein is a carbohydrate with a nitrogen attached. Carbohydrate simply means carbon and water. Carbohydrates are carbon and water. And after when you heat a carbohydrate, the water evaporates and all that's left is carbon, which is basically a charcoal briquette. Charcoal briquette is an example of just straight carbon. So carbohydrates are the source of energy, whether those carbohydrates are sugar carbohydrates or whether they're fat carbohydrates or whether they're the specialized form of carbohydrates that we refer to as protein. Carbohydrate plus nitrogen or nitrogenated carbohydrates or amino acid carbohydrates. And as an aside, just so we know, because we're going to talk about this in a little bit, all the electrical energy in protein and carbohydrates ultimately derives from the sun. Poor Mr. Sun, been demonized and vilified. Everybody's afraid of the sun, people running away from the sun, people wearing sunscreen so they don't have to deal with the sun. I don't know, probably most of the folks listening to this show don't have heliophobia or fear of the sun, but there's a lot of people who do, and they're not listening to this program. I did a whenever I go to New York, I was in New York about a year ago last. Whenever I go to New York, I'm always amazed by the ignorance, the utter stupidity of healthcare professionals who live in New York, who live in the East Coast. They exemplify the idiocy of the medical model, and there's not a single dermatologist that I've ever met who practices in NYC, in the Big Apple, who said, I get lots of sun, and I love the sun. No, they're all afraid of the sun. I remember I got to an argument with some lady dermatologist who thought how irresponsible I was being for telling people to go out in the sun. The sun streams electrical energy to Earth. Plants catch it. The plants transform that light energy, that solar energy, photons, into electrical energy. That electrical energy is blended with rocks from the earth, minerals from the earth, and then in combination with nitrogen from bacteria that live on the bottom of the plants, the roots of the plants, we get our protein, we get our carbohydrates, we get the macro nutritional components of our food. The macro nutritional components of our food are based in a combination of the sun plus the earth plus little tiny bacteria that live at the roots, on the roots of plants. If you use pesticides, by the way, chances are those little tiny bacteria aren't going to be there. And this is one of the reasons why plants today don't have anywhere near the nutritional value that they did a couple of generations ago. The micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, we're going to talk about those as well. The Mighty 90, essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, minerals, vitamins, they are definitely important. They definitely play a key role in keeping this electrical train of health running correctly. We will be talking about that. But for now, I want to emphasize, I want us all to understand that the electrical energy in the body is derived from protein and carbohydrates. Protein and carbohydrates meaning fats and sugars. This macronutrient component of food is what we want to concentrate on when it comes to the electrical energy, in the body. All the best foods are going to be high electrical energy foods, and the most electron-rich foods, the most electricity-rich foods, are living or as close to being alive as possible. In the book Foodopoly by Winona Hauter, H-A-U-T-E-R, Winona Hauter is a food policy activist, she calls herself. She's the executive director of Food and Water Watch, which is a grassroots organization that assures that food and water are safe and sustainable. Winona Hauter writes in the book Foodopoly that 90% of American calories come from processed food. And processed food is a synonym for dead food. When we talk about processed food, we're talking about dead food. Processing kills food. And 90%, folks, 9 out of 10 of our calories, if you're the average American, is coming from dead food. So you might ask, well, where is that electrical energy going to come from if we're eating dead food? Good question. How much of our disease, if we talk about disease and degeneration as being the end result of lack of electrical energy, one has to wonder how much degenerative disease is caused by 90% of our calories coming from food that doesn't have electrical energy. If you want to know one of the most important reasons, if not the most important reason for our poor health as a culture, you couldn't pick one that's more significant than the fact that 90% of what we're eating as a culture is dead. We're close to it. No electrons, no electricity, no health. And you know what else? Human beings naturally gravitate towards living foods, towards live foods, towards foods with high energy. Foods with high energy are normally going to have lots of vitamins and lots of minerals and lots of high-quality protein and lots of carbohydrates. We gravitate towards living food. That's why we instinctively like foods with lots of colors. Colors indicate energy. Colors indicate an associated nutritional value. We prefer fresh foods over frozen foods for the same reason. The only way food processors can get us to buy and eat dead processed food is to put fake stimulants in it. Fraudulent energy stimulants that imitate the natural energy that is found in living, nutritionally dense food. One of the all-time high-energy, fake, artificial stimulants, artificial poisons, really, is sugar. You can put sugar pretty much on any type of unappetizing, dead processed food, and it's going to taste reasonably good. You can put sugar on cardboard, and it's going to taste reasonably good. Sugar is super-duper electrically active. It's a carbohydrate. If you put sugar on something, it's going to make that something taste like there's high energy in it. That's why we love sugar so much. Same with fake flavorings. That's how MSG works. Flavoring science is some of the most exotic and high-tech science in the world. MSG is a classic example of a fake electrical energy food additive. MSG is a glutamate, monosodium glutamate, and glutamates, like sugars, are highly electrically active. Glutamates function to excite electrical energy. That's what the term excitotoxin means. Excito means it stimulates electrical energy, or rather it simulates electrical energy. It artificially acts like electrical energy. Unfortunately, the toxin part refers to the fact that the brain is really looking for electrical energy, not excitotoxin energy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lots more to talk about. We'll take your phone calls as well when we come back from our break. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side from the journal Cell, published March 28, 2013. Scientists tie dietary influences to changes in gene expression and physiology. Where have you heard that before? This idea that our genes turn on and off based on the kinds of foods we eat. If you check out the Time Magazine's latest edition, the cover story about cancer, you'll read how doctors are just focusing and fascinated with how there's all kinds of genetic changes associated with cancer and what they can do about these genetic changes. The latest edition of the magazine Science, which is a high-tech science journal, has a whole section dedicated to the genomics of cancer. All the various pathways, biochemical pathways, and there's hundreds of them that potentially break down when people are dealing with cancer. Yes, we know there's genetic changes when there's cancer. But the question is what is causing those genetic changes? And more often than not, you're going to find little simple things like wrong food, bad dietary choices, and poor oxygenation. This article in the journal Hell describes how metabolism and physiology of cancer cells are connected to diet. Quote, different diets promote or produce changes in gene expression that can be linked to crucial physiological changes, unquote, that are associated with cancer. It's from the journal Cell, March 28, 2013. Okay, We've got so much to talk about when it comes to electrical energy. We'll continue talking about this idea of processed food versus live food. And tomorrow I'm going to tell you about one of, if not the, most important, highly electrical, nutritionally dense food that you could ever eat. It's delicious, absolutely delicious, and super filling. And there's no better food source for amping up your electrical energy. And I'll tell you what that is tomorrow on The Bright Side. Time to hit our phones. 855-660-4261. Oscar, what is up? Oscar in Texas, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ben? I really appreciate the information you give to your listeners.
Thank you.
I had a heart attack about 3 years ago, and my doctor, he prescribed me cholesterol-lowering medication. I'm on Crestor, 10 milligrams a day, some blood pressure medicine.
Okay.
My question is I need to get my cholesterol under 200 milligrams and my triglycerides down. And I know that you said that sugars is part of the reason what causes cholesterol. It's not the cholesterol itself. Cholesterol is good for your, but it's the sugar and the insulin that causes the cholesterol to move throughout your body.
Wait, are you trying to get your own radio show or something, Oscar? Are you auditioning for your own health show? What's up, man? How'd you know that? That's pretty good. That's
I've been
pretty
listening
good.
To your eight chapters of nutrition, actually. I've been listening to it religiously over and over so I can get some of this information because I really want to get my health in order. I'm only 40 years old. I was 37 when I had the heart attack.
Whoa.
My mother died at 51 of a heart attack, and my doctor said, I asked him, I said, is there any way, anything I can do to get off these medications because I really don't want to be on drugs? And he said, no, it's in your
don't
genetics.
Tell me that. Are you trying to make me angry first thing in the morning? Don't say that.
This is a cardiologist that told me this. And I just don't want to believe that.
So you shouldn't believe it. It's not true. Here's what you need to do, my friend. First of all, there's not a single cholesterol-lowering drug that can say that it's going to, that can guarantee that it's going to lower your, that's going to prevent you from having another heart attack. But what you can guarantee is that you're adding to the load of poison that your body has to process. That's a guarantee. Crestor is processed, like all prescription drugs, as a poison by the body's poison control system. That's a guarantee. Whether Crestor is going to keep you from having a heart attack or not, that ain't no guarantee. But the right. Crestor is a poison, that's 100% guaranteed. So what do you need to do? Well, first of all, I don't know who told you got to lower your cholesterol under 200. Those standards, those numbers are set up not by your doctor, not by your pharmacist, not by me, but by the companies who are selling you the drugs. Those are the people who set the guidelines, at least in large part. So you don't want to be paying attention to any of these guidelines and any of these numbers. They're based on statistics. They're based on selling medication. And they're really largely irrelevant when it comes to health. So I don't know where you I do know, probably your doctor told you, you got to keep it under 200. Nonsense. Horse hockey. What you do want to do, however, is you want to change your metabolism so that your body is not making so much cholesterol. And as you said, the number one reason why the body will jack up cholesterol production is when your insulin goes up, secondary to eating lots of sugar and carbohydrates. So if you want your cholesterol to drop like a stone, and by the way, anybody listening out there, I don't want you to take my word for it, and I don't want you, Oscar, to take my word for this either. Have your cholesterol checked, and then stop eating the bread and the pasta and the potatoes and the fruit juice and all the foods we talk about, insulin-spiking and blood sugar-spiking foods. Do it for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, and then have your cholesterol checked again, and I will guarantee you your cholesterol will drop 100%.
Okay, I'm on whey protein right now. I started it on Monday, actually, and I have a test, a blood test, in 3 months. So,
well, hang on, because let me give you some ideas here, Oscar. It's great that you're on whey protein, but it's not merely the whey protein, although that may help. What you want to do is you want to use the whey protein and hemp seed protein and egg protein and protein in general, and vegetables are going to have protein as well. Pretty much everything's going to have protein, but what you want to do is you want to up your protein to get yourself away from the fast-burning sugars. You know, if you try to use willpower, if you say, I can't have bread, I can't have pasta, I can't have rice, I can't have potatoes, I can't have cereal, I can't have fruit juice, and you just keep saying that, it's not going to work because we have these drives that are built into our brain to go get that sugar. Sugar is important stuff, and we need a small amount. So the job of protein is to replace the sugars as a source of energy. Your body can get energy from protein, not quite as efficiently or as effectively as it can from sugar. It gets energy from sugar really quickly and really effectively, but it gets energy from protein in a much more convoluted, indirect fashion. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to get your body to get more energy from protein, and more energy, by the way, from coconut oil and medium-chain triglycerides, or MCTs, than from sugar and carbohydrates. Does that make sense?
You're trying it's exactly why I got on the whey protein, because I heard you say this before, because I was telling my wife, man, I'm craving something sweet, always at nighttime.
Did you notice?
I got on this protein, and I quit putting sugar in my coffee.
Praise God, that's exactly right.
And I'm not really missing it. So that's exactly right.
You want to hit that satiety button, that shut off button in your brain, so you don't crave it anymore. So no willpower is required here. No discipline is required here. Discipline's got its place for sure, and willpower too. But it's too difficult if you're constantly having to force yourself to stay away from these sugary foods. What's worse is when we are stressed out or frustrated or angry, our willpower drops. So maybe you might have the ability to use willpower and discipline when everything's working perfectly in your life, but as soon as that bill comes in or that IRS audit hits or your boss yells at you, your willpower will drop and you're going to go for the sugar again. So it's so important to hit that satiety button and not try to do this thing with willpower. So that's first of all. Second of all, you want to improve the way your body handles sugar. And there's tons of nutrients for doing that. And it turns out these are nutrients that are super important for lowering cholesterol. One of the most important is vitamin B3 niacin. Vitamin B3 niacin is maybe the single most important nutritional supplement for lowering cholesterol. And simultaneously, it may be one of the most important vitamins for helping you handle sugar as well. It's an important part of the body's sugar handling complex called the glucose tolerance factor, GTF. All right, hang tight, Oscar. A couple more things I want to tell you about cholesterol. Amanda, Adam, Wes, Heather, hang on as well, and we'll try to get all of you guys in today. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York, Thursday night, 16th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Yeah. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We'll try to wrap up Oscar real quick. Oscar, got a bunch of folks I want to get to. So real quickly, you're on the right track with more taking care of your blood sugar, keeping your insulin spiking and blood sugar spiking foods down, weaning yourself off of those kinds of foods with protein. Congrats. That's awesome that you caught on to that. Next step you want to do is start to take in nutrients that help your body handle sugar. The most important nutrients for handling sugar are going to be niacin, vitamin B3, vitamin B1, thiamine, chromium, and vanadium. You'll get those in the sweeties. Get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're getting enough fatty nutrients like vitamin E and vitamin A. And here's an interesting little trick for you that your doctor will probably hate for lowering your cholesterol manufacturing. You ready for this, Oscar? Do we have Oscar, by the way? Oscar there? Or did we lose Oscar? Or did I not connect up? Oscar? Do we have Oscar? Oscar. I don't know if we lost Oscar or not. Okay, maybe Oscar's listening. This is one of the neatest ways to lower your cholesterol, and if you're a cardiologist out there, you're probably going to cringe when I say this, but eat more cholesterol. Eat it. And eat it when it's not cooked, ideally, because cooking destroys cholesterol. But if you eat more cholesterol, number one, your body won't have to make as much cholesterol. Your body will down-regulate its own cholesterol production secondary to the amount of cholesterol that you're eating. So by eating more cholesterol, you'll actually lower cholesterol production in the liver. How's that for medical heresy? Second important thing about eating cholesterol is foods that contain cholesterol, organ meats and skin and such, and cholesterol is only found in animal products, by the way. Eggs are a good source of cholesterol. All the foods that have cholesterol actually have that cholesterol in a cholesterol complex. And that cholesterol complex is made up of vitamin A and lecithin and other phospholipids and other fatty nutrients, vitamin D. So when you eat cholesterol-containing foods, you're going to be getting vitamin D, you're going to be getting vitamin A, and you're going to be getting phospholipids, and you're going to be getting substances that help your body metabolize that cholesterol. Folks, cholesterol is maybe the single most important biochemical in the body, especially when it comes to building things. Cholesterol is highly electrical. Cholesterol exists in the cell membrane. Remember, the cell membrane is the brain of a cell, and 50% or so of that cell membrane is made up of cholesterol. The stupidity of a cholesterol-lowering drug is beyond belief to anybody who understands biochemistry. Get yourself off that nasty Crestor and statin drug. Anybody who's on those kinds of drugs, if you want to just lower your cholesterol, reduce your intake of sugar and insulin spiking foods, and get on niacin, vitamin B1, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Sweeties, zinc, help your body handle sugar, reduce your caloric intake. That's another great strategy for helping lower cholesterol. And make sure you're eating a little bit of cholesterol, especially cholesterol that's found in eggs and in organ meat. Thanks for your call, Oscar. Appreciate it. Moving on quickly, Amanda, what's going on? Amanda in California, welcome to the Bright Side. Amanda?
Hello?
Hi, Amanda. What's going on?
Oh, I have a three-year-old.
I hear your three-year-old. I hear him.
Sorry.
No
Sorry.
Problem.
And she has egg on her face and okay. a cough.
Easy. Easy peasy. You don't even need to tell me anymore. Eczema is a eczema for the most part is a digestive condition. Chances are your baby also has other immune problems, perhaps ear infections or coughing or mucus or
the cough.
Okay,
yeah.
All of it. It's all connected. Eczema is an immune condition secondary to digestion. So number one, look for specific foods that make her snotty and mucusy or make her cough. Look for or make her eczema worse and eliminate those foods. Dairy and grains of all kinds, not just gluten. Dairy and grains of all kinds are the two most likely suspects, but it can be anything. The next thing you want to do is you want to make sure she's taking care of her fats and her fatty vitamins, especially essential fatty acids. Get her on the Ultimate EFAs if she can take capsules. If she can't take capsules, get her on Udo's Blend, maybe a teaspoon a day, and then get her on some fish oil. Fish oil is really helpful for eczema, maybe a half teaspoonful a day or so. Make sure she's getting her fatty nutrients, vitamin E and vitamin A and vitamin D, are especially important for eczema. The mineral zinc can be important for eczema. She probably should be on around 5 or 10 milligrams of zinc a day. You may want, if she'll eat oysters, that's a great way to get small amounts of zinc for kids. Let's see what else. Pumpkin seeds are also a good source of zinc. There's a couple other things maybe. The sun is also very helpful. Make sure she's getting a little bit of sun every day. And then if she's got any kinds of bowel problems or digestive problems, see if you can link those up to specific foods. And then once again, those are foods that need to be eliminated. And last but most certainly not least, get her on a good probiotic supplement. Could be super helpful for eczema. I wish we had more time to talk about that. Amanda, call back tomorrow if you have more questions. Thanks so much for your call. I want to get to Adam, who's been holding on for a really long time here. Adam, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Ben.
Hey,
I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
I'll just get right to it. My mom was diagnosed with an atrial fib. They put her on medication.
Okay.
I don't remember what it is.
Nasty,
you know,
no doubt.
She takes it one time a day.
Okay. Atrial fib, is for the listeners, is when the heart just goes out of control. The part of the heart that's called the atrium starts fibrillation is when it just beats in this chaotic fashion. The number one cause of atrial fibrillation, and this is not going to come as a surprise to anybody who's been listening to this program, is stress. And I'm not talking about necessarily psychological stress, although that can play a part, but even more important, physiologic stress. Over time, physiologic stress will cause the body to lose oxygen, increase oxygen consumption, and under conditions of anoxia, hypoxia, low levels of oxygen, the heart, which is an electrical system, will start to beat out of control. So first and foremost, oxygenation for atrial fibrillation. Deep breathing techniques. Get her on, show her a YouTube video. Just Google for anybody out there, really, who's interested in deep diaphragmatic breathing, because it's important. You know, we've been talking so much about breathing here. I want to really emphasize that if you're breathing in the wrong way, if you decide, well, I heard Ben talk about breathing, now I'm going to start to breathe, and you do it incorrectly, you can make matters worse. You can create actually more hypoxia and too much carbon dioxide if you're breathing incorrectly. So get on YouTube. I wish I could show you how to do this correctly, but if you get on YouTube or have your mom get on YouTube, have her Google deep diaphragmatic breathing and look for an animation, one that you like, that shows how the diaphragm goes down as you inhale and the belly goes out, and then when you exhale, the belly goes in, the diaphragm goes up, and you blow out air. And it's hard to really picture just for me saying it, but if you see an animation, it makes it much easier to picture. That alone will make a huge difference for atrial fibrillation. Then you want to keep the body's electrical energy stabilized, and that means reducing the intake of insulin spiking and blood sugar spiking foods, and eating more coconut oil and stable fats, as well as protein. The ketogenic diet is what I'd be using, which is a protein and fat diet and a low carbohydrate diet. Make sure she's eating her vegetables, though. Those are important carbohydrates. Then there's tremendously helpful nutritional supplements for all cardiovascular issues, especially atrial fib. By the way, atrial fib is a classic example of what happens to these highly electrical systems like the heart and the brain when electrical energy is destabilized. Atrial fib is an example of a destabilization of electrical energy. So electrical energy nutrients like the B vitamins, the quintessential electrical energy nutrients, are super helpful for all cardiovascular issues, especially atrial fib. I'd be using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I'd be taking extra B complex. As you can go get a B100 capsule and have her take it 3 or 4 times a day. Vitamin C is very important for the cardiovascular system, around 5,000 milligrams a day, maybe even 10,000 milligrams a day. Don't forget about your fatty nutrients like vitamin E and coenzyme Q10 and vitamin A, all critical for heart health and for atrial fib. 20,000 IU of vitamin A, 400 IU of vitamin E, 100 to 200 milligrams of coenzyme Q10. And then electrolytes are also super important. Magnesium, unbelievably important for all cardiovascular health issues. 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium, especially if you're taking calcium, folks. If you're taking calcium and you're not taking magnesium, you run very serious risks of magnesium deficiencies. Green vegetables are wonderful food sources of magnesium, but I'd be supplementing with magnesium as well. Potassium is extra important for the heart. It's important for all electrical systems in the body. The best way to get your potassium is from vegetable juices and vegetable soups. You'll get some in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well. All your electrolytes are going to be important for cardiovascular health and for atrial fib. Long story short, it's real easy to deal with atrial fibrillation, and you don't need prescription drugs. And keep in mind, the cardiovascular medicines that doctors give out for atrial fibrillation, for hypertension, for all congestive heart failure issues, work by shutting down the heart. Literally. I'm not kidding you, folks. They work by shutting down your heart. Now, who in their right mind thinks that's a good health strategy? Certainly not me. All right, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Tomorrow we're going to continue talking about electrical energy and food. I'm going to tell you about what may be the most electrically active food you could ever use. It's super tasty, super delicious, and we'll talk about that tomorrow on The Bright Side. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations, and don't forget to head over to brightsideben.com and click on that Join the Team link and help spread the word about nutritional supplementation. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.